Hey everyone, welcome to the Poking at You podcast with Rich and Mark. How's it going? This is episode 18, right, Mark?
Something close
it's 18.
To that. Okay.
I already checked.
Oh.
Hey, like welcome it. Back. We've been away for a little bit, and man, some craziness has happened. We did
Teenage Madness.
Teenage Madness,
yep.
And it was a madhouse. Mm. Who won?
It was, hold on. That's not the
Dolores.
Right
it was Punk Rock Show.
Oh, Punk Rock Show. That's
man,
right.
He's over here shuffling papers like he's Dennis Miller or something.
Yeah, but the funny thing was is that, study humans is what I got for that was one of the
and then,
predictions I had. And
how far did it make it?
That's what I was going to look at. I didn't look and see. Beforehand, let's see what were the final two.
It was Dolores and Punk Rock Show, right?
Oh, that's right. It was Dolores.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it actually this was pretty close because I thought Punk Rock Show was going to win it all, but
right, it was really close though,
It was 51% Punk Rock Show.
How many more voters was that?
I think if I remember right, it won by one vote.
That's unbelievable.
And so that, you know, it just goes to show you that one vote can really change it.
Don't discount your girlfriends and their, or boyfriends and whatever, your significant others to help you out with
yeah.
that stuff, guys.
Let them help you pick your favorites and
I'll
theirs.
Tell you what, Mad had to pick my favorite.
Yeah.
I love Punk Rock Show, but Dolores, I think, is a really solid song.
Well,
I'm glad that it was there.
And here's the thing, too, is this is the fun part. There's the staples that have been in their lineup for almost their entire career, right?
That's the oldest song they played.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last time I heard Want Ad live, and that's
it's been
the only
while.
Thing that would pre...
But they always were playing Want Ad before.
Oh, right.
Like,
well, it was on
show.
It was on at the show.
Right.
And, but I think with Punk Rock Show, it was just such a staple, and people enjoy it. But, you know, when was the last time... I mean, I know Mike... on his Instagram video did a acoustic version of Dolores and kind of talked about
recently?
How it's a couple months ago.
Right, yeah,
and,
recently,
and,
yeah.
He was talking about how he had such a crush on, was it Dolores O'Riordan
yeah.
of the Cranberries?
I didn't even know that was, I thought that was based loosely on a thing.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, I mean...
No, if he's saying that...
That's what he said, because, you know, the IRA in Zombie uh-huh. is what they're talking about. And so that's, you know, and that, it's a funny thing because at the time I never made the connection until years later. Like, my girl hates the
really?
IRA. Yeah.
I knew that one forever.
And so it's one of those things that I think it's just a solid track. And that's, if anything, I think... it's fun to show the band because they're definitely looking at some of this stuff like, hey, here are some fan favorites. And maybe for the 30th tour or the 28th or 29th or a tour, throw a few of these in, too. Obviously, Punk Rock Show's going nowhere. Chick Magnet's not going anywhere. Responsibility.
That's what they need is just this big. They need to do Chick Magnet, Responsibility. I'm okay. You're okay. Punk Rock Show in this big old, you know, just 30 seconds of each. Just keep them going.
Right.
Keep them going. I would love that. That would be so great to have 10 songs.
Right.
10 songs in 5 minutes.
Right.
Just
bust
them
out
of the way. And then let's hear all the good tracks, all the new ones, the stuff we haven't heard.
And that's the thing is, you know, for us being in the Northwest area, we've been able to catch some of the shows that are, or, you know, if you're down in Vegas, you caught like when they did Front to Back Life in general. That was like 7 years ago now. But I remember getting the little VIP pass and like being there for sound check when they were doing it. And then getting to watch live, starting with Middle Name, ending with Southbound. Like it was just.
You were in Vegas?
No, I was at the Seattle show.
Oh,
they did
okay.
it, I think, a year or two later.
Right.
Because Yuri. Was that the one he retired at?
I
the
think
Life
that
in General?
Was supposed to be his last one.
Right. And then, you know, they did it in Seattle. I think it was 2011 or 12. I can't remember. I was in school.
It's 2019 right now. It's ridiculous.
But, you know, and so that's the thing. there's a lot of those songs that they really could pull out of the archives from time to time for maybe a big anniversary show. I think this
will definitely tell them those are the ones.
Well, and it's funny. I won't throw any heat on anyone, but you know, even some of the band members differ song to song, and it's kind of funny because that's the whole point of it is we can all love the same band and have different rankings for our songs or different top fave fives or whatever, and you know, and maybe for some of them they like the part they play or the whatever, but. It's fun, and that's the thing that's really been exciting through these first two albums is to see where people go, because I honestly thought Punk Rock Show was going to be a hard one to beat off Teenage Politics, because life in general is where a big boatload of fans showed up.
Right?
I mean, I was just barely before that era with On the Cover, which was only a year and a half prior, but, you know, if you look at the big share of fans, they came in around Life in General, Buffalo, An Ever Passing Moment, you know, and they picked up more along the way. But with that, I think these albums are the ones that people really, I mean, right now as it stands,
yeah,
Chick Magnet's getting blown away by Today Is In My Way. And it's not even close. It's like a 70% favor on Today Is In My Way.
There's like five Chick Magnet votes. And, it's been played, it's done.
And it's a great song, but we're talking a song that's 23 years old. I guarantee you anyone that's been in a show in the last 23 years has heard that song.
They've heard it.
And it's a great song, and it's got an excellent place in MXPX history. But I think Today Is In My Way, when was the last time you heard that played at a show?
I think they should just play the bass line a little bit. You know, but you know, while they're wiping their face off and doing this and doing that, ba-doom, doom, 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 and then just go into something else.
Right. Today is in my way.
Yeah, whatever they need to.
Well, and that's, you know, it's like the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
I think that's
for 5 years.
I think that's where with some of these songs, the reason they're not getting the votes as others is they never have left us. You know, right. I was thinking about that as I was listening to Before Everything and After. And I'm drawing a blank. What was the big song? Well Adjusted?
Well Adjusted, yeah.
Well Adjusted. I can't remember the last time I heard that at a concert an MXPX show.
It was gone quick.
It really was.
They eliminated everything from that album real quick. It was like Warped Tour. They played, that was 2002. Yeah, it was gone real fast.
Was it? Yeah, because it was 2002. I saw them like three times that year, 02, 03 time frame. And
they were with Simple Plan.
Simple Plan. Yeah. They played with Good Charlotte, the Honda Civic Tour.
Right.
Vendetta Red. I saw them when Dashboard. That was the year they played with Dashboard. Yeah. And I think Vendetta Red was at that one too. But those songs off Before Everything and After, I heard, you know, Quit Your Life is still one that you hear.
Right.
But Well Adjusted, I haven't heard. You know, there's a whole host of those. And so I think when we get to albums like that, it's going to get really difficult for fans because they haven't heard some of those songs live if they've been to a show in the last 10, 15 years.
What's the first song on Before Everything and After? Play It Loud?
Play It Loud. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that was played.
They played that and then it was gone too.
Well,
that's tough on those first songs. Those first songs kind of get cut.
Right.
Because those are the fast ones.
Right.
And they play that for those tours. But when they get a new first song,
right,
they replace it with that one.
Well, and you think about it. There was Before Everything and After, and then the next one was Panic. And they played quite a bit off that. But then, you know, Secret Weapon comes out and it's like, I mean, that's the thing. What other than Secret Weapon, what's been played off that album? I can't think of one.
That was like a quick 3 years, It was like 2004, wasn't Before Everything and After?
No,
like
2000. I think it was 2003.
And then 5 was Panic,
right.
And 7 was Secret Weapon. So they were still every other year.
Well, and think about that. They had Let's Rock. That came out in between there. They released
Let It Happen too.
Let It Happen Deluxe Edition with two, three extra songs. By the way, Prozac, that's one of those songs.
I love
that song. And I think with some of that, it would be fun if they pulled some of those kind of deep cuts.
If they played Prozac live, I'd go nuts.
It you know, because there's so many of those that just got passed over. And that was just looking at the progression of the whole like discography. I feel like there was some other little like, oh, they had the ACEP come out in between Before Everything and After and Panic.
Right.
Because the B movie came out, and then Panic was right around that time. And yeah, but there's some of those songs you just, they put them on the album and they may have played it once or twice at Warped Tour or something.
Or never.
Yeah, I mean.
And I've got a demo of Prozac, I think.
And do it's you?
Really good. I gotta listen to it.
I see, and there's a fondness for some of those, like, I can't remember at least ever hearing Breathe Deep
played
live.
Right.
Maybe. And I love that song. That was, you know, for me personally, that one, that album got released the week we were coming back to the States. And so, like, that song just was amazing. And that video, like, everything about it was just awesome. And then, because I saw it came out in late 06. Uh-huh. When I saw him in 07, never heard it. And then anytime I saw him after that, it was never incorporated.
I don't know if I ever heard it live either. And I was right there when that one was playing.
Right.
They played at this, whatever that name was of this place. It was in Tacoma, and it was right during that time. And I think it was during the time of, right after or before recording the video. So I think they would have played it, but I can't remember at all.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those tracks that I think as we go through, right, we've got our 10 albums, we're going to go through those, take a little break, and then once we go in and start doing some of the, like, the on the covers and things like that, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what songs people kind of go for.
Right.
Because with those albums, right, like Move to Bremerton EP, yeah, you've got the Critter version of Move to Bremerton, uh-huh, which is a little bit different, but, you know, there's four other great tracks and an acoustic at the end with Marco Collins from KNDD, and, like, there's just all that, and
name dropping, we gotta get Marco over there.
Yeah, because he did The Young and the Restless, and I remember listening to that, like, it was
Young and the Restless.
Over at 107.7 The End, they used to do this, like, I don't remember if it was like local artist or young up and coming artist, but Marco Collins was a massive DJ back then, right. And they actually did a movie about him called something Squalor or something like that.
Apparently, a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, he had Glamour and the Squalor or something like that, but he apparently, from what I understand, had some substance issues that he was, I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things, and, you know, but he, I used to listen to that all the time.
I think when I was living over there in Bremerton, I think there was a few times, I think the band went over to like a beach house show or something, and I think Marco was there still at that time.
He was there until, I want to say, the mid-2000s, maybe earlier, but he was there when I was listening to 107. It was probably 93, 94 till about, we moved in 98.
That
so
must have been amazing at that time, though.
Oh, I mean, that was my exposure to Soundgarden, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, just a lot of that. And honestly, most of it was not up my alley at the time because I didn't understand it. Right. You know, I didn't understand that Billy Corgan was just like a super gifted weirdo. Like, I just saw this creepy guy with a bald head.
It was weird. I saw them play live. They were amazing. Garbage. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Shirley Manson.
And you know, Ginger from the Halo Friendlies played with the Smashing Pumpkins.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think she's doing, she's with Gwen Stefani as well. And
really?
On Glee Band as well. All kinds of stuff.
I wondered what happened to the Halo Friendlies. Because I think they had, one or two albums? And that was kind of...
They had three, I think.
Did they?
The only one was worth listening to. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I saw them at a showcase in Hollywood. Where did River Phoenix die? What was that place? Johnny Depp's place. Johnny Depp owns
the
place.
Whiskey?
No.
Anyways,
whatever Johnny Depp owns. Anyways, I went over there to see the showcase that they were doing. first of all, they were with the Misfits, like female band.
Right, right.
Unbelievable. The only thing that all night I got back to the hotel and all I could hear was, "We are 138. And it was just killing me all night. But the Halo Friendlies did their show and it was so amazing. They did a couple like new songs and right. And after that, they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Well, yeah, because they had that one album that was kind of like their big album. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but...
Get Real. Yeah, that was a great album.
It had Sell Out on it and everything. And but no, it was funny you bring them up because I think it's in the bonus features of the B-movie. Uh-huh. It's got one of the Halo Friendlies cutting the guy's
hair. Time to get your haircut. That's Natalie, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it was, you know... And, it was pretty great, and
I think that was for the photo shoot, the one that where you see
DAP,
like Mike laying down on the hood of that car for before everything and after. Yeah. I think that was that photo shoot
where they I've got that poster actually where Mike's laying on, and Chris, it's got like a skull.
Yeah, spray Chris posted on. It recently, and everyone's all, "We're sitting in a car." Just like, okay.
Well, the funniest thing was is. Yeah, if you haven't watched that B-movie in a while...
Man, I gotta get it out.
You do. I mean,
I wanted to see myself. I wanted to see myself.
Well, you're in the credits.
Well, I mean, that skating, the video, the commercial.
I love that. I saw your arm in the photo shoot when he knocks over the amp.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you, like, down on the ground. Yeah. And yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, but no, we were... I don't know why I was watching the credits and I was hanging out with a little guy and I was looking and I was like, "Oh, hey, it's Rich. I know that guy. I've met him before." And well, then I text you, I think, and it was like, "Oh yeah, I'm in this." So like I'm looking through the photos and I'm like, "Oh, I recognize that arm," and you're all like crouched under.
I love those pictures. Mike's in there in one. I think he's in what's it called? Vegas, the Hard Rock.
Okay.
I think he's smoking a cigarette in the window. I just like, oh man, people had a fit. They had a fit.
Which is funny. He kept that under wraps for a long time.
He was smoking for a bit.
And you know, yeah, you're young, you're stupid, you're exploring life. Who cares?
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
I think it was great, but it was funny. By the way, your Animal House video. Oh, yeah. I watched that.
It's pretty bad. Huh? That's pretty rough.
Well, but, you know, honestly, it's just the technology. Because was that an early digital camera you were recording?
No, it was still the Mini 8. It was.
Oh, really?
It was, okay. Yeah, it was really bad.
But it was so funny because I had forgotten about Animal House because that was only, it was only on the DVD, I think, that you could get the MXPX Shout video.
Uh-huh.
Was that video in, was your video in the extra footage on that Animal House DVD?
No. Okay. No, it was all released
out. Because it was something that I remembered, I was at like a Target in St. Louis, and I pulled Animal House out. Yeah, I'm just reading the
randomly?
Back of DVDs. And I ended up buying it for like $8 because I'm like, this has MXPX. I've got to see
and
this movie.
You didn't
movie.
Even know?
I'd never seen the movie. No, well, no, because I was gone when a lot of that
That's
was going
so
on.
That's so cool.
And so it was a real interesting thing. Yeah, I'd never seen Animal House, and
that's such a great cover, man. Mike's voice is so on top; he's just on right there. I can't imagine. I've never heard him sing like that. I'd love to have been there.
It was, and it was so funny watching some of that like archival footage now, because it's like, oh wow, that's like 15 years old. And the B movie too. It was great watching. Tom and or listening to Tom in the commentary because they do that.
I don't think I ever listened to it.
Oh man, you need to listen to the, like this is how Die Hard. Well, and a lot of it was when I was like, you know, at the base and bored, and it was like, oh, let's do throw something
anything
on
anything that's next that we haven't seen.
Yeah, and so I have watched it a couple times with the audio commentary, but I'd forgotten Tom's line of. About busting Mike's chops, about like, oh, were you in a grunge band at the time? Because it's when he had the like longer, like flat hair, and it was pretty funny. But
I was watching Everything Sucks video on 25% slow-mo. Okay, so I was trying to stop it at the right point to start doing a to get a screenshot for a meme. And man, it's so, so bad. And you just watch it. You see everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like the chair that he smashes, it the back.
The tape?
It's all duct taped up and everything. And it's like, man, this is such a terrible, like, everything is so pieced together.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Well, and that was a time where the technology wasn't, you still had to have big cameras and you really to make a video that looked like something we could do on an iPhone.
Right, right.
And so it's, you know, because that, again, that's 16 years old.
I remember that. Those guys, the guys that did B-movie and everything, they had like a camera that was on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They could do that.
Like the bazooka cameras?
Yeah, big old thing. And then they had one like, you know, like this, but right. That was like half the size. But yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and now, now you could do it all on an iPhone. I mean, it's just insane.
But these guys used to laugh at me. One time I showed up with this digital camera,
right?
And it had a hard disk.
Oh, like you put right. This hard disk. Yeah,
it was good, though. It would take great shots.
Sure.
But it was like, everyone was like, What is that? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's just a camera.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have to have my Sony Handycam or whatever that right. You guys have. It's just always having that shit.
Well, and it's so funny because if you look at like some of the footage, because obviously Mike had his own little
hand
cam.
Yeah, always.
And it was so funny because when I got out of like basic training, I bought like a really nice camera, $600-$700 camera, right? Like I saved because I was like, oh, I'm gonna want to take all these pictures, and I uncovered some like super old like video of me like driving, doing the same kind of dweeby like I don't know. It wasn't that I was a tech guy, and I don't think Mike's a tech guy, but I was like, I looked at it years later, and after watching the B movie, and I'm like, wow, that like was definitely a generational thing, because now they've got like it to where you can right. See exactly. I mean, like for us, it was like, oh, I think I'm in the shot. It's like half your face. And like, but it's so funny because it seems so like old and like archaic, but it wasn't that long ago. It was literally like
15 years.
Yeah.
Like, it is a long time.
But think about it like this. Was there that big an advance in personal recording from 1980 to 1995? No, you still, I mean, the camera may have shrunk a little bit. It may have been a handy cam, but you still had a pretty big piece you had to carry with you and a big old battery pack. And so to have it now where I can do all of this on a phone that right. Weighs less than
and
2 pounds.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I mean, how much are we able to do with photos and stuff that used to take graphic designers
yeah.
days and weeks to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We can crank out.
I can do it now. It's
well,
crazy.
That app you showed me
Pixlr,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
amazing.
Oh, I want to add a hashtag over this, or I want to do that. It's insane, and it's, I don't know.
That's making me think. And like 1989, my friend Brett let me borrow his camcorder.
Right.
And it was huge. And I was
threw
just
your back
funny
out
to think. I'm the same person I am now that I was then. I was doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Like automatically.
Oh, yeah.
I just like automatically turned the camera around and started filming myself doing stuff. And then like the first time I was on the internet in Georgia in 1996, I just, my friend's like, he's like, this is a chat room. I'm like, what do? They just talk. I'm like, oh, I'll pretend I'm a girl. And just automatically, I was like, hey, what are you wearing? And he's like, that's totally what people do. And he's like, that's just how I am.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. Have a seat for me.
It's just what I am. And now here it is in a phone, and I'm still doing the same stuff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The only thing that's changed is the technology's gotten better to where it takes less time for us to do any
yeah.
of it.
And all the idiots that couldn't go to school and figure stuff, real things out, now they can do it. That's me. I couldn't do it. I was pasting. I was cutting things out, making flyers. Like,
right.
When people were not doing that, you
right?
Know? It was like that stuff's gone. We're not doing that anymore.
Oh no! You think about the old school concert flyer where
yeah.
It was like, all right, Xerox 80 of these pictures of the band, and then just put it on there, and then put some type. And like, I mean, it's insane. Well, and you can do that on your computer quicker, faster, and it looks better.
It's pro.
I mean, it really is.
it's
copy and paste. It's It's crazy. But, you know, and that's the thing that's so funny is going back to like life in general and like listening to that album, it blows me away because I'm kind of reverting back to like my younger days and like thinking back to like the fact that I used to sit, you know, at my little boom box with like a blank cassette. You know, I'd save all my money for these blank cassettes to like record stuff off of the radio. 107.7 The End, Cube 93 over in Seattle, like hip hop or like heavy metal, like, you know, or alternative, I guess is what they would have been. But like, it was, you know, it was insane that now, I mean, your kid, my kid,
right,
they'll never know a world as anything other than I looked it up on the internet and found it right away.
But how much, what's it going to be like in 20 years when they're looking back at their childhood of the archaic video game that they were playing?
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, it'll all be virtual reality.
Just think it.
Yeah. It's well, crazy. I actually have been doing some deep diving for the MXPX, like, you know, collection of history that's going on. And I've reached out to a few radio stations. It's insane, literally insane. I know that pictures exist of that band on that stage from that radio station. They have no record of it. We're not talking that long ago. We're talking like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, like, because they might use it in a promo, but they might not. And it's literally, I don't know, it's just so insane to me to think that only 15 years or 20 years down the road, I'll put it this way. Elvis has like some live concert he did in 67 on some small island in Guam or wherever, and they've got the master tapes. Right. Nobody got rid of it, right? They just kept everything. Whereas like I felt like really in the 80s and 90s, it was almost like, yeah, we'll use it and then we'll get rid of it. And that's it. It's like, and
card sort of over it, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I remember like at youth group, they used to like do like video scavenger hunts or whatever. And they would take it and then they'd show it like the next week and then they'd record over it. And so I think about all this video that it, you know, in hindsight, it would have been great if we could have like, can we just spring for the $5.99 for a new cassette? Exactly. And like, because now that we're all
older. Why were those dang tapes? Why did it seem like they were so expensive?
And I don't know why. I don't know if it was just like the attitude towards it. Think about it like this. Everybody that has a cell phone plan of some sort, whether right. they're paying for minutes or they're paying bi-monthly, like, and they pay a lot for that, right? Like a cheap cell phone plan is like 40, 50 bucks.
Right.
And
it's a necessity now.
Right. It's a necessity. Uh-huh. But we couldn't, like, every 6 months spring for moments. A chub pack of 12 VHSs exactly. for 40 bucks. Like,
exactly. That's ridiculous.
You know, and it's kind of crazy.
It's really sad.
Yeah. So, okay. What are you thinking? What are you liking on Life in General?
Well, how about this? Did you listen to the original Life in General or the new Life in General 2.0? Because I listened to both.
What are your thoughts?
Man, you can't beat the original.
No, I
don't know why they re-recorded it.
I like the idea of it more than the execution.
Well, I mean, it's free. I listen to it. It's okay. Yeah.
You can't beat it. You
can't go home. That's what it is. It's done. Yeah. That's home. You've gone off and fought in the war and
right.
worked for somebody, and then you think you're going to go home and everything's the same. It's right. not the same. It's different.
Jenny's knocked up by Jody down the road.
Andrea's gone, okay? She's gone. We don't care anymore. You don't have any feelings for her. You can't sing it the way that you sang that.
And I think it's something that when you record it, especially now, because that was on analog still. They didn't go digital for a few more albums, if I remember right.
It is warm.
You re-recorded it, I'm guessing digitally, right? Because everybody does digital.
Yeah, it's a monkey trench.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think it loses something in the translation of originally being recorded in analog and then being re-recorded in digital. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those albums that I just, you know,
it didn't need it. It before didn't, everything and after could have used it. We could see. We already know what it sounds like.
Right.
We already know the demos. We know it was fast. Right. Somebody said slow it down. All we need is to have it fast.
Well, and that's the thing. It's kind of like my thought on acoustic renditions of stuff. Mm-hmm. You can do a great acoustic rendition, and this goes for any band. Like, you can do a great acoustic rendition, or you can screw it up. Mm-hmm. Those are your only options. Rarely do they, unless they're bringing in strings and the whole works. If you're just doing a stripped down acoustic version, either you're going to kill it, or it's going to be terrible. Like, you know, it's going to be good as the original, or it's going to suck. Because, I mean, how many of these bands, one of my buddies that I talked to on Instagram, you know, he got, and I don't remember the name of the band, but he got like this acoustic album by this punk band, and he was so terribly because if it's not done, you can't keep the beat right. of a punk song.
It's punk.
I mean, it's... You know, or if they want to do a fast drum Travis Barker gig, like you Man, can't.
Do you know that Travis is with Chloe? No, not Chloe.
One of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Yes.
My so wife. He's done, right? He's been kind of a little bit cursed, a little bit. He's gonna have major issues.
He. You ever listen to Adam Carolla?
I used to. Yeah.
He doesn't have F me money. He's got F you money. As in, he's got enough money. He can tell you where the F to go. Right. Like, and that's the thing is, no. In fact, one of my wife's friends, she just absolutely loves Travis Barker.
Oh my gosh.
Wants to marry him. You know, in theory. But it's funny. I actually John Feldman, Mike posted that thing about. You know, a picture with him and Feldy. And, and it was so funny because for whatever reason, you know, I like early Goldfinger. The newer stuff's okay. But I started digging around on Feldy's, like, Instagram. And there's this, like, concert that Feldy and some others and Travis Barker did at this grade school. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's one of their kids. But anyways, like in the picture, Travis Barker looks like an escaped convict trying like to blend in behind the kids. And I'm like, dude, like, Trav, like, it's cool.
It's kind of weird, though. He's California. Hey, he's kind of out there.
Yeah. Well, it's just, hey, you're a heck of a drummer. I've seen you many a time. Yeah. So I take nothing away.
I like Yuri more than Travis anyways. Oh, just well. Like, Travis got too much of that new, what are those guys? Fred Durst-y type stuff.
New metal?
Know?
Huh? New metal?
Yeah, that. Yeah, he's got a little bit too much of that in
You think so? Huh? Do you think that's from the Aquabat years? Like he just,
maybe.
Or, well, what he, I think he was in the high school band drumline stuff.
He's probably just way too good for his own good that he's got to do those things because he's bored. You know, he's got to do everything.
Yeah.
I think Yuri's just a better band drummer.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I think, well, and I don't disagree with that. Travis Barker is great, but I think Yuri. Put him in the room with almost anyone, and I think he'd figure it out pretty quickly. And that's, you know, that's always one of those things that I think Yuri, Travis Barker seems very California, glitz and glam. I mean, he's dating a Kardashian, apparently.
Too much.
And that's fine, but I feel like
Yuri won't even respond to anything on Instagram.
No.
Like he's not even on. No, and like, doing it.
I think he's one of the... One and him and maybe Chris don't have a like a certified Instagram account, but it's funny because Yuri is much more like blue collar, and I think that's one thing that I love about MXPX is that, you know, for a group of guys that got in early and often with music, it didn't go to their head. They still take photos with fans. You know, there's a lot. I mean, you look at other bands that, you know, people meet and they go, oh, yeah, that dude's totally a jerk or whatever. they're not like that. I've never heard anything but good about any of the right. guys in the band, yeah. you know. And so that's, I think that's just a testament to, you know, very blue collar upbringings, you know. I mean, two of the dads were
in the Navy. They better be straight.
Yeah, and so I think that, you know, I think it keeps them grounded. Whereas, you know, some of these others, they get involved in, there's other punk celebrities that get involved with the hot, fill in the name, right. Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, whatever. you know, they get involved in that lifestyle and then it's pretty much over. And right. like,
we're all about Maryland, but we live in Hollywood.
Exactly. Well, and that's what
let's talk about life in general.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Let's do it. So I'm totally surprised.
What are you surprised at?
What an amazing day. First of all, how hard it is. Like I ran through the first time I let it play through.
Okay.
And then I let it go through and I voted on one.
Okay.
And then I let it go through again. And then I had to stop completely and go listen to the CD again. Like I had to just chop through like really fast. I was like, okay, so-and-so is matched up with this. Okay. And then I was just like, okay. And I had a plan and I went back and I was just like, okay, bam, 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 bam. And then I looked at the percentages and I was just like, wow, this is unreal.
So you want an update on the percentages?
Tell us the percentages.
Okay, let's go. All right, round two of Life in General Madness. We got Middle Name versus Do Your Feet Hurt right now. With 6 hours in, we're looking at Do Your Feet Hurt by 57% of the vote. Let's see, between...
So we got that.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, or the Wonder Years, sometimes you got to ask yourself. Is
60%?
57% too. Okay.
That's pretty cool. That's getting closer.
Move to Bremerton versus New York to Nowhere.
Got it.
Move to Bremerton, 67%.
Got to do it.
Andrea versus Your Problem, My Emergency. That one.
50%.
Andrea by 57. That one's going to be a tough one. That one's going to come down to it. Chick Magnet versus Today's in My Way.
75%.
67%.
Nice. It's killing it.
Sorry, So Sorry versus Doing Time. Doing Time's killing it. 84%.
Oh my gosh.
Correct Me If I'm Wrong versus Kristalina. Kristalina's killing it, 63%. And then Destroy.
That's not killing it. It's only 13% more.
I mean,
half of 13% definitely wouldn't be killing it.
It's a sizable margin.
I know, but it could be. I mean, two or three votes could put it back in there.
So Destroyed by You versus Southbound. Southbound
89%.
73.
Wow.
So
who's voting this stuff?
Oh man,
what's wrong with you people? Have you ever listened to that solo? Come on.
Oh, I had to post something on the Spoken At You Punks because that listening to that. A couple times now, I'm still in awe, and I think maybe I just more that I've interacted with MXPX over the years, and thinking back to the fact that Tom would have done that guitar part, like he would have come up with it his senior year of high school, because there was,
you know what it is?
What?
That is, okay, the solo, the guitar solo to
Southbound
is compared to George Michael's Careless Whisper saxophone solo. Done. I'm leaving. Okay? That was like a huge deal back then, okay? That was like, this guy wrote this song. He produced it.
Right.
He played half of the instruments. He didn't play the saxophone.
Right.
He sang on it. Everything. He did like everything. And it was like that was the defining moment of George Michael.
Right.
And now we have Tom's defining moment. It's bam. It's too good. I learned that a few times and I'd just sit there and be like, I cannot believe how good this is.
Going back to 107.7, the end. At the end of Loveline, back with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, at the end of the broadcast, uh-huh. I think Tooth and Nail had some arrangement, but they would play at the, like, so 12 o'clock hour, I think. They would play just really? That little bit. They would play the song real low while they were making announcements.
Talking about other stuff.
And then they'd go at the end.
I do remember that. What year would it have been? Because I didn't listen to that
96, 7, or 8. So because Autumn Crowell, I think, came in 95 or 6. Uh-huh. And so... But I remember the announcer.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about the Ska Punk show in Phoenix. That's what it was.
Oh.
Something. They played MXPX. I think it was probably... never mind.
Yeah.
I can't remember the song.
But that's at the end of Loveline, they would say, you know, oh, this is our producer, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I remember they'd go, this music is MXPX.
How great is that?
On Tooth and Nail Records. Right. The album is Life in General. And then they would end with that guitar solo.
For how long?
Literally, he would talk over...
No, but like for months?
Oh, no. Like probably... couple years.
That's two unbelievable. Years.
Like since the album came out, and that's what makes me think Tooth and Nail had something kind of going.
And because then Buffalo happened and they stopped doing
the beginning intro music was MXPX too.
Really?
It was off Life in General. It was like, oh, I can't think of the song now, but I can hear it's like did it.
Probably the intro to Middle Name. No, that's not.
No, because that one's...
That's crazy. So they really were a part of that.
Yeah, what was...
Mark has gone into the great abyss.
I don't understand what's going on in my life these days. Oh, what is that lyric off of Life in General?
Yeah.
Every time I tell you, life no way. Life in general. But there's variations.
Look in your phone.
Gosh dang it.
Guys, Mark kind of gets me sometimes, but, you know, we live in Washington State. Sometimes I, like, do some stuff right at 42 minutes.
Buffalo sometimes Soldier.
Sometimes my memory is not so good. Okay, back to Mark.
All righty. In my younger years, used to be so... what song is that? Come on now. Somebody's screaming at me through this podcast.
Gene Everett is.
Gene, I'm sorry in advance.
You got two
phones. I hope you're feeling better, by the way. I saw he had a trip to the hospital. So.
Did Gene go to the hospital?
Yeah, he did. He did. I don't know exactly what. I don't think he said. But no, he was showing his... some of his recovery tools. So.
Oh yeah, I did see that part. Yeah, don't take any opioids, guys. Do not do it. I also a little shout out to Jeff Hyatt. He crushed his ankle, I guess, and he put up some X-ray pictures and everything. I'm sorry, Jeff. I hope you're okay.
Dude.
Yeah, not good.
So okay, I can't remember. It doesn't matter, but.
That was the intro. It was like
that was the intro, and then after the 2 or 3 hours of Loveline, because it was like din it, din it, din it. I can hear the beat, but anyways, I think it went something like
din it, din it, down,
boom, 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 boom.
Oh, wow. I was doing Metallica.
That was the beginning when they would like introduce the show. It was like a 20-second clip, and then at the very end they would say who it was. I knew who it was because I was a diehard, but like every night I remember that's how I knew the show was over, because I'd hear Tom's guitar riff and play for about maybe a minute max or 30 seconds, whatever it is, because outro is pretty long.
It is.
You know, and being someone that was living there at the time and driving on southbound I-5 a lot, like it was, you know, and I think that was one thing too, is like I'd forgotten how cool it was post Kurt Cobain to be in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I remember when Kurt killed himself, and then there was, you know, the whole like grunge depression, and like, you know, Soundgarden breaks up in 95 and Eddie Vedder and Pearl
lifting.
Jam starts like, we're not grunge, we're just rock and roll. And, you know, Alice in Chains, Lane Stanley was just trying to like tweak his brain for 10 seconds at any given moment. But, you know, I think that was really the cool thing is that MXPX made it cool to be from small town USA, because I was, you know, small town Washington. Like, they talked about things I knew and went to places I've been to. And yeah. It was pretty cool. But speaking of shout outs, I got to throw this one out there. How about those ukulele covers?
Yeah, those are really good. I cannot believe how. I mean, he's got a good voice. It fits him perfectly.
Right.
He can play, and like I don't know his background. He used to play in a band or anything or what? He does pretty well.
He was the 18th member of Real Big Fish once upon a day. Then they sold out and had to cut the ukulele player. And, well, he teaches library
has
now.
Has he played behind his head? Have I seen that? I can't remember if he's done that.
I feel like that's something he would do.
It's so funny.
You know, it's so funny because there's a lot of those cover videos now that you see. Like there was one somebody did.
Hi, Cash. You want to say hi to everybody, Cash? Just say hello. Cash on three. One, two, three. Hi. Okay, go on back upstairs then. Gosh, that's gonna fall. Come on, we just got 10 more minutes. Get scooch.
No, but there, I feel like there's a lot of those covers. Like there was one that was was it Wrecking Hotel Rooms? Uh-huh. The guy did all the versions of it.
Who, Moose? Oh yeah, Moose.
Is he the guy in the white shirt with the Milo looking glasses?
I mean, it's all like I can't stand. I can't stand Newfound Glory's cover songs, okay?
Really?
I can't stand them. I'm sorry. They're all the same. Every one of them.
Okay.
It's just like what's it called? The punk rock cover band song.
Pop Goes Punk?
Those guys. It's just too much. You got to change it up, you know?
Well, and that's definitely something I see a lot. Yeah. The first Pop Goes Punk, I didn't listen to it. I just bought it because I was like, oh, I like bah. And I think I sold it like a month later.
I like the Atari's cover of Skid Row, but that's about it.
Well, and I did like Bayside's cover of Beautiful Girls by mm-hmm. Sean Kingston. Mm-hmm. That was a great, and there's been some other good ones along the way. But, the whole album, and it always seems like they get like a heavy hitter or two. Like Bayside or, you know, maybe a Newfound Glory or something like that. And then it's like...
Nobody you've ever heard of.
Dirty Socks in My Mom's Hamper performed Barbie Girl. You're like, who? Why do I care about this band? I mean, and that's, you know, just...
Is it a free comp? That's because...
Well, you know, unless it's like a go-kart record or like fat record, like, mm-hmm. you know, 32 songs for $2.99. Like, I'm not interested at that point.
Well, I'm not buying any fat stuff because of you.
Hey man, Fat Mike is no.
Okay, so who do you think is going to win the Life in General Madness?
Oh man,
it's not going to be Chick Magnet, you guys.
It's not going to be Chick Magnet.
Okay. So who could?
I've been really trying to like squash this down and see what I think.
I'll tell you who I'm going to... Are you sure? Are you ready to go or no?
I think I'm ready to make my prediction.
Okay, let me hear yours.
So I think if I have to pick, and I'm kind of torn, I'm going to pick three and then I'm going to tell you which one
I got.
I think
two.
Wins. Okay. Well, you go first then.
Doing Time and Today Is in My Way.
Okay. You think
so? That's going to win. Yeah, one of them.
I've got, and it's partly because I've got such a connection to it, I want to see Southbound in at least a later round. I think it's going to be pretty easy because it's got a sizable lead. I wouldn't mind seeing it in the final two. I wouldn't mind seeing it win at all.
You think it can make it that far?
I think if anybody has the like
ability,
just emotional connection to it like I do, I think they could. It could. But realistically...
I'm being realistic. I'd rather have Southbound win.
Realistically, I think... my choices would be for the final two, Doing Time and Do Your Feet Hurt?
Yeah.
Either one could win. I kind of think Do Your Feet Hurt has a good shot just because it's more, I don't know, it's almost like something that could have been like a teenage politics demo. Like, right. And like, oh, hey, we just wrapped up Dolores. It's a little bit faster. It's a wrap. And then Mike's like, oh, but I got this one. Do your feet hurt? You know, and like, freaking tooth and nails. Like, yeah, that's great. We'll get that one on the next round.
We're holding on to that.
And that's the thing. I mean, because that's a lot of people don't realize that life in general, as we know it, was the second version. Right. The first one, they weren't happy with. And I think that's really why there was a lot of specialness for the fans and where they got such a big clump of fans because they, you know, in between Teenage Politics and On the Cover, they did the Cooties album, right? With Dales and Giles, Tom and Mike. And like, when they did that, they liked the way they that sounded. And they'd already recorded Life in General and they said, no, not Aaron Sprinkle, Brandon Ebel of Tooth and Nail. They told him, like, oh, we want to record this. And basically, he ate like $30,000-$40,000 on production because he believed in them that much they could do a better product. And right. I mean, he wasn't wrong. And
I still cannot get over the beginning of the intro to Do Your Feet Hurt. Like, when I heard it, I was just like, unreal. Like, this stuff is really still out here. I had no idea. The internet was barely, I was barely getting into it. And like, I had a couple of CDs from old punk bands that I had from Georgia.
Right.
I mean, not old, but I mean The Damned. Yeah, The Damned is the oldest. They were the first one to put out a single.
Right.
The Damned, Minor Threat, The Clash. And I was just like, I'm listening to like Days of the New or something. They had like this stripper song, and like Smashing Pumpkins. I was like, okay. And Incubus. That was as good as I could get. That's as good as I could find. And then I saw that video on ESPN and MXPX, Do Your Feet Hurt. I was like, whoa, this is insane. Just went unbelievable. And then my ex-brother-in-law came into town and he had Life in General.
Oh, did he? Okay. Just,
and I was like, have you ever heard of this MXPX? And he's like, yeah, I got it. And he pulls out his
CD book. Logic.
He's just like, all right. And it was nine per page. He was like, like 5 hours later and put it in. And I was like, what? All of these songs are on this?
Right.
It was it. And then we went and saw him. And the next thing I know, I'm at Warped Tour. And it's Green Day and Millencolin and MXPX. And I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Well, and it's funny because I think there is a joy in being able to discover music the way we did.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Recommendations go a long way. Like, well, if you know somebody that kind of knows you, right. Like this guy, Daniel, MXPX Memes, somehow he knows me, and he's got surefire bands that I like.
Right. See, and there's still great music out there. You just have to really sift through the 8,000 Little Peep, Little Wayne wannabes.
You hate those guys.
When I heard the statistic that there's 80,000 SoundCloud rappers with L-I-L, Lil, in front of their name, I'm just
about
doing
Lil Wiz.
Okay.
Tom, Lil Wiz. He's coming out with a rap game. He's got it going. Lil Wiz.
Tom who?
Lil Wiz. Tom W. Lil Wiz.
No way.
No. But are you watching the Tom Wiz Tom
fan
appreciation
club?
Fan club thing?
I don't know what that's about, but I like it.
That's you. You're doing
no,
it.
No. I do find it funny though, because every once in a while I'll see something. I'm just like, whoever this is,
I know who it is. That's why always calling him KD. You know, Kevin Durant had that burner account, right? He was replying to his own tweets and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, people do that stuff. That's why I'm calling Tom KD.
Jeez.
Just saying, but it's probably not KD, because I know who it is though.
But. No, and it's interesting. Well, and I don't know if you saw the post I had about the CD I have of Life in General.
Oh, but yeah,
like,
with the numbers on it.
The numbers on it, and it's so funny because looking at it now, when I pulled it out a couple weeks ago in preparation for this, I was looking at that, and I just I instantly got like transported back to like, you know,
yeah, you were holding
adolescent. And I'm just like, you know, it was so funny that Joe, this friend of mine from youth group who moved away, like, I don't know, some point when, you know, I don't think we were in high school yet, maybe middle school. And he was like my total, like, oh, have you heard of this band? Oh, check this band. And like, we bounced it off each other. And it was so funny to think that, you know, here, you know, Tweeny Bop, whatever, Joe, like, we had had that discussion so many times, like, oh, would they just put numbers on so I can get to what song I want to? And like, that he like bought this CD for me, slaps a Cootie sticker on it, because it literally, it's Life in General. It says featuring members of MXPX. Right. And then like, you know, pulled the case out and then individually numbered. And
I was upset that he did that.
You were?
Yeah, it was like, how could you write on it like that?
Well, don't worry, I got like three other versions.
I had cases of them in my house.
I got like three versions of it. So it
light blue, silver, no stripe, dark blue.
Got a stripe, got a side. Settle down, PX Chris. Oh, hey, so
we got 4 minutes.
So speaking of which, do we want to tell people what our grand prize is?
Yeah, for the Life in General Madness, right?
Life in General Madness.
To us. We got 4 minutes. Do it.
So I'm going to give a quick history on this one. At the Bremerton show a couple years ago, it was the first time I met PX Chris. And we were sitting there talking, and there was a few of us, and people were asking him where they could find different MXPX memorabilia. So anyways, we got around to the subject of cassettes. MXPX cassettes are pretty hot items, right?
Like, right, just now they're hot, yeah.
Just for collectability. So that being said, I was able to track down through, I believe it's Rat Girl Records, I was able to track down a copy of Life in General, brand new, never opened, cassette. And whenever this is all over, we're going to pick one lucky winner. They're going to get that. They're going to get teacher and punk sticker. I got some of those.
What?
And we've got buttons coming.
Nice.
We've got buttons coming of the little like MXPX logo that looks like a campaign button.
Very nice.
So we're going to be doing that. So vote every round. Increase your chances. I'll post a picture.
You'll pick somebody randomly, right?
Yeah.
Out of all the rounds,
what I do is I just go through and I we pick a number and we'll announce the winners here in a few weeks, and we'll try and get back on a better schedule.
Well, we got the phone working. I had to delete and re-add the app and everything, so we're doing good now.
Okay.
But we're running out of time right now, so we're picking the winners. Who is winning Life in General? Who's winning?
Who's gonna win it all?
Yes.
Oh, Do Your Feet Hurt? That's my prediction.
I'll go with Doing Time.
Okay. I figured you would, so I decided to go opposite. So.
No, I'm going with Do Your Feet Hurt too, because that's my first song.
Really?
You know, that sticker on that Cooties album, I remember opening the Cooties CD
right
in the parking lot of Best Buy on 20th and Camelback in Phoenix. And man, at first I was like, whoa, I don't know about this.
Right.
It was a little bit too back into the punky.
Right.
But immediately I was like, oh, this is just pop punk. It's just faster, that's all.
Right,
but
right.
I remember that. It was really great.
Well, and one last thing. Did you see Mike's Instagram today that he posted a picture of a Vespa where he's on tour with Goldfinger in Australia.
Yeah.
And he's got a picture of a Vespa, and I thought, that's totally intentional, Mike. Come on now, be honest.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Mark, thank you very much. At least everything worked out, the phone worked, and this is all good. I'm really happy.
Loving it.
And I can't wait for the next few days of insanity on Life in General.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really hard.
That's why we call it madness.
And I like had a tough time today. I was like, it's not two. It's almost two. It's almost two. And then I got busy, and it was like three when I read your text.
It's so funny because I try and do it right at two, start loading them, because it takes a few minutes. And it was just like, oh, my gosh, some of these just take forever to get through. But it's a labor of love. That's all that matters.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for showing up and listening. And go vote. And it's a lot of fun. The more people that vote. And I'd love to hear people commenting and everything on any of the posts about who you're voting for, who you think you're going to win, all of that. Okay?
Or your favorite memory of the song
you're writing for. Right, yeah. Tell us why you're voting for it, because it's your favorite song and blah, 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 all that stuff. Okay, we're going to run out. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Peace.
Say goodbye, Mike. Say goodbye, Mark. I called him Mike. Bye, guys. Love you. See ya. Stop.